We're joyful because that our Lord has come and we can have the hope of salvation. Now let's turn to God's word. Today's scriptural text is taken from Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. This is God's word. So if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of Father, to the glory of God the Father. We thank you for God's word. Now, I'm sure that the word gift is the most frequently used word lately in Christmas season, isn't it? And today, our beloved pastor, Pastor Scott, is going to deliver to us a wonderful message from God and entitled, Give the Gift of Jesus. Pastor Scott?
Are we working? Ah, beautiful. Merry Christmas.
现在可以了，我现在可以用麦克风。The
gift of a microphone.
这个最好的礼物就是麦克风。All
right, but as Jesus said, it's better to give than to receive.
耶稣说，施比受更有福。Right,
and it's true. You know, as you get older, I get real joy out of giving gifts. Giving gifts.
当我年纪越来越大的时候，我就发觉。 真的是给礼物是比收受礼物还要更好。You
know, I remember on Christmas morning, I used to get up early, but it gradually changed till I was sleeping until noon.
我以前都是会很早起床，但是年纪越来越大，我就越睡越晚起床。So
when I was in college, I just wanted to sleep, you know?
在大学的时候，我就只想睡觉。But
of course, now I have kids, so my kids are ready for those gifts.
所以我现在有小孩，我的小孩每一个人都准备好要收礼物。
But here's the deal. Everything about Christmas is a gift. And you think about it, our whole lives are a gift from God. You know, God gifted Mary with this virgin birth, right? God gifted Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, with a dream. God told Joseph, I've chosen you to be the earthly father of Jesus.
神告诉约瑟说, 我已经拣选你, 让你成为耶稣在世上的父亲。
God gave a gift to the shepherds on that hillside.
神也赐给那牧羊在山上的牧羊人 这样一个好消息。
You know, he sent these lowly shepherds a gift of angels proclaiming that Jesus was born.
他差遣天使向这些卑微的牧羊人宣告 耶稣基督降生的好消息。
You know, these are lowly, uneducated shepherds, but God gave them the gift of announcing the true shepherd's birth.
这些牧羊人, 他们没有受过什么教育, 他们地位非常的卑微, 但是神差遣天使来告诉那位大牧人降生的大好信息。
And the shepherds then ran to the manger. They became gifts to Mary and Joseph and Jesus.
当这些牧羊人到马槽的时候, 他把这个大好信息带给了约瑟跟玛利亚。
And you see, you know, God gifted the, we sang about the wise men, right? The three wise men.
So, 我们在这边也看到有三个博士, 东方来的三位博士。
We don't actually know if there are three, actually.
我们不晓得是不是真的是只有三个。
But God gave them the ability to recognize a new star in the sky.
神给他们这样特别的能力, 可以从天象中看到有一个新的星。
So God brought foreigners to be a gift to the Jewish Messiah.
神让外邦人带着他们的礼物来到犹太当中来献给这位新生的君王。
You see, God loved this world so much that he didn't leave us to our own sin and evil.
神是如此的爱我们, 他不让我们 还在这样一个罪恶的时代里面继续生活。
God gave himself, God gave himself.
神把他自己赐给我们。
Just as Deacon Eddie was just praying, God gave himself in the flesh. He gave a gift to us by becoming one of us.
神他道成了肉身, 他让自己成为那最好的礼物, 来到世上, 降生在我们当中。
And we give gifts. We give gifts at Christmas time in honor of the greatest gift given to us, Jesus Christ.
我们在圣诞节来赠送礼物, 事实上就是为了要荣耀我们的父亲, 我们的天父, 赐给我们这样一个最好的礼物。
We follow the example of the wise men who brought gifts to Jesus.
我们学习那, 博士的例子, 来把这个礼物带到神的面前。
God, he gives us new life, brand new eternal life through Jesus Christ. That's a gift to us.
神赐给我们新生命, 一个全新的生命, 这就是一个最好的礼物。
And God gives us this new life, and we're going to see a picture of that with the baptisms today of our new members.
神赐给我们这个新生命, 我们今天就要在这个洗礼的敬礼的过程当中见证这样一个最好的礼物。
As Christians, God, as believers, the church, God is constantly giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit.
那我们成为一个基督徒之后, 我们在教会里面, 神还是继续不断借着圣灵赐给我们各样的恩赐。
You see, as the church, those who have believed in this gift of Jesus, we receive God dwelling in us. That's a wonderful gift.
所以我们都是弟兄姐妹, 我们都是在神里面的儿女, 我们相信神借着他的儿子赐给这样的礼物给我们, 我们都要在他里面领受这样子的恩典。
And the message of Christmas then is for us now. We need to be a gift to others.
这圣诞节的信息就是说我们今天我们应该成为别人的祝福别人的礼物。
Just as Christ gave himself for us, we need to then honor Christ and say, I want to be a gift to others.
就像耶稣基督把他自己成为礼物来赐给我们, 我们也应该荣耀他, 把我们自己成为别人的祝福。
Now let's look at what Deacon Eddie just read. Philippians chapter 2, if you have your Bibles, let's look at how Jesus, the ultimate example, became a gift for us.
如果你有圣经的话, 我们来看一看, 在腓立比书二章里面是怎么样子谈到这个美好的礼物是什么。
Let's read verse 1 and 2. So if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind.
腓立比书二章一到二节，所以在基督里若有什么劝慰，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Now Paul, now he's saying right here for the church, this should be true of all of us. We are in Christ.
保罗对当时所有的教会讲说，我们在教会里面应该是合一的，应该是一样的，我们都应该在主里面合一。
We have received His love, so let us love each other the same way Christ loves us.
我们已经领受这样子的爱，所以我们就应当合一的用耶稣基督爱我们的爱，我们也去爱我们的弟兄姐妹，爱我们的肢体。
We need to have the same mind as Christ.
我们要有一样的心思意念。
Now, in what way?
要如何呢？
Let's look at verse 3.
我们来看第三节。
He says, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves."
第三节这样说：凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑。
See, Jesus, he followed through on this example.
所以耶稣他自己就是那最好的榜样。
Jesus put us first. In fact, he laid down his life for us.
耶稣基督看重我们比任何一切事情都还要重要，他甚至把他自己的命舍命在十字架上为了我们。
It's almost 2017.
今天已经快要到2017年了。
I want you to determine this year to live this passage, this verse out, just like Christ.
我希望你能够把这一段经文当作你生活的准则，在2017年活出这样子的样式。
Determined to live out of humility, putting others first.
让我们立志过一个存心谦卑的生活，总是个人看别人比自己强。
I want you to say, I'm not here on this earth for my glory.
也就是说，我们在这世上不是为了我们自己的荣耀。
My self-comfort is not God's highest goal for me.
我自己的满足、舒适，并不是为了神的荣耀的目的。
God's highest goal for me is to be like Christ.
神在我身上最重要的一个目的，就是要让我能够像耶稣基督。
I am to give of myself like Christ to others for their betterment.
我要舍弃我自己的利益，来为着别人，使别人能够更亲近耶稣。
Look at verse 4.
我们来看第四节。
Paul says, "Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others."
第四节这样说：个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
We naturally look out for our own interest, right?
我们本性上面，我们会看顾自己的利益。
We want a job to provide money for myself and my family.
我们希望找到一个好的工作，所以我们能够支付我们自己的开销以及家庭的开销。
We need food, clothing, and shelter.
我们需要我们的食物，我们需要的房子，我们需要我们的衣服。
But are we asking ourselves, how can I help someone else?
当我们问自己说，我们如何去帮助别人呢？
How can I help someone else know the Savior Jesus Christ?
我们能够帮助别人去认识这位救主耶稣基督呢？
How can I show someone the love of Jesus?
我们能够如何去显现耶稣基督的爱呢？
How can I use my resources to bring someone closer to Christ?
我们怎么样能够用我们的方法，我们的能力，去让更多人来接近我们的救主耶稣基督呢？
Let's look at our greatest example.
我们来看一个最大最好的例子。
Verse 5, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though being in the form of God, did not count equality to God with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men.
第五节，你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。第六节，他本有神的形象，不与自己与神同等为强夺的。第七节，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Some of you may have great job.
你们当中有些人的工作可能是非常好。
Some of you may have plenty of money.
你们当中有些人可能非常的富有。
Some of you might have a high status.
你们当中可能有些人社会地位非常的崇高。
Now here's the thing: the fact that we're all living in the United States means that we're well, way better off than a lot of people living around the world.
是我们今天住在美国，事实上我们比全世界所有其他的人比较，相较之下，我们的生活水准是比别人高了非常非常的多。
See, Jesus, he lived in the perfect country, but he lowered himself. He lowered himself to take on flesh, to become one of us.
耶稣基督他还没有降世之前，他本来居住的地方是在高天，地位非常非常崇高，但是他愿意取了人的样式，来到这个世上，与我们这卑微的人一同居住。
Jesus sacrificially loved us.
耶稣基督用他牺牲的爱来爱我们。
And our job as the church then is to sacrificially love one another.
那我们今天我们教会里面也当用这样子牺牲舍己的爱去爱所有的人。
And so we empty ourselves. We empty our own desire to be successful in our eyes, to be successful for Christ.
所以我们要舍己，怎么样舍己呢？就是把我们自己想要的东西放一边。而是把我们自己最高的目的，就是要如何荣耀耶稣基督，摆在前面。
And see, now we as Christians, just like Jesus, we pour ourselves out in loving others.
所以我们要舍己去爱其他的人。
And we're going to see a few examples after we get done the passage.
然后我们要再看几个例子，等一下我们把经文解释完之后。
And look at verse 8, Jesus says, and being found, Paul says about Jesus, and being found in human form, he humbled himself.By becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
第八节，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
You see, Jesus not only came to a manger, to a stable.
所以我们看到耶稣不仅是降生在马槽当中。
But Jesus came to the cross, that's why he came.
而且耶稣来是要到十字架上，这是为什么他来到世上的原因。
He humbled himself.To death.
他自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
Now, why did he do that?
为什么要这样做呢？
What's the whole meaning of Christmas? Why are we here?
圣诞节的意义是什么？为什么我们要在这里呢？
Why do we sing all these songs?
为什么要唱这些所有的圣诞诗歌呢？
You know that beautiful song, "Angels We Have Heard on High," right?
当我们听到天使高天颂扬的这首圣诗的时候
，You know it says, "God and sinners reconciled." God and sinners reconciled.
歌词里面谈到说。神与罪人一同得和好。
That's why he came. What does that mean?
这个目的是什么呢？
It means that we've got a sin problem. That's why he came.
这就告诉我们，我们有罪的问题。为什么神来到世上，就是为了我们的罪。
You know, the Bible talks about a great darkness covering the land, right?
在圣经里面看到说，黑暗笼罩的大地。
And Jesus is called the light that comes into the world.
耶稣就像光一样来到的这个世界。
And so here's the thing, God didn't have to save us at all.
神并不需要拯救我们每一个人。
God didn't have to send Jesus to save sinners.
神根本就没有需要差遣耶稣来到世上来拯救这样的罪人。
He could have left us. He could have left us in our own sin.
他可以让这些罪人在他们最终自生自灭。
He could have left us wallowing in our own evil.
他可以让我们自己活在这样一个罪恶当中。
He could have left us without a hope in the world that we're just facing death and that's all there is.
他可以让我们在这个世上毫无盼望，毫无指望，只是等待死而已。
But Jesus loved us so much that God sent his son to come and die in the place of sinners.
但神是如此的爱我们。他差遣他自己的儿子来到这个世上为我们死，是为了我们。
You see, our sin, our lying and our deceit. Our sin, our lying and our deceit.
我们的罪，我们的欺骗，我们的软弱。
And our jealousies and our immorality.
我们的嫉妒，我们的怨恨。
Our pride.
我们的骄傲。
It separates us from a God who is perfect.
使我们与那完美的神隔绝了。
But Jesus said, I'm going to take the penalty, the judgment on those sins which a holy God will give. I'm going to take it on my back on the cross so that you will be forgiven of your sins.
但是耶稣基督说，我要把这些罪全部担当在我的身上，我要死在十字架上，所以你们可以与父神和好。
And so Jesus says, hey, if anybody believes that I've died for your sins, I've died in your place, your sins will be forgiven.
耶稣基督说，如果你们相信我在十字架上死是为了你们的罪而死，为众人的罪而死的话，你们就可以得到拯救。
See, this is what Christmas is all about.
这就是耶稣圣诞节的意义。
You see, death is the result of our sin.
死是因为死是罪的工价，罪的工价就是死。
Death is eternal separation out of God's presence.
死就是与神在永恒中隔绝。
Because God is a just God. His character requires him to punish evil. That's a good God.
神他就是公义，他是一个完完全全正直的神，他要求完完全全的圣洁。
But that means we're all in trouble.
但是我们都有问题，我们是罪人。
We're all lost in our own sin.
我们都迷失在我们自己的罪中。
But Christ came and he said, if anybody believes and confesses that I'm your Savior,that I died for your sins will be forgiven.
但耶稣基督说，我来到这个世上，所以我是为了你们的罪而死，所以你们相信我的话就可以得着拯救。
You know, and just as Deacon Eddie pointed out, he also raised from the grave on the third day, guaranteeing new literal bodily life to all who believe.
而且就像刚才欧执日所念的经文一样，的祷告当中一样，他三天之后从死里复活，成为我们得到新生命、得永生的保障。
See, Jesus is coming back again.
耶稣基督将要再来。
And Jesus is coming for his church, his people.
耶稣基督要为了他的子民、为了他的教会再来到这个世上。
And if we die before he comes back,
如果我们在他来再来之前死
when Jesus comes again, he will bodily lift us from the grave, and we will live with Christ forever.
他会叫我们从死里面复活，肉身复活。在永生里面，永恒里面与他同。
Question is, have you given your life to Christ today?
你是不是已经将你的生命交给主耶稣基督了呢？
He is the only way to God.
他是往神的唯一的道路。
He is the only way of salvation.
他是拯救的唯一的道路。
He is the only person in history who died for sinners and then literally, really in historical time, came back to life.
他是在历史当中唯一一个为所有的罪人死，而且再次复活的人。
That's why I rejoice with Christmas.
所以为什么要庆祝圣诞节，在圣诞节中欢乐？
Because Christmas is all about a rescue mission.
因为圣诞节就是一个拯救的一个工作。
Jesus came to rescue those who were lost.
耶稣来到这个世上，为了拯救那些失丧的人。
Now let's finish our passage right here.
我们来结束我们今天的这个经文。
Verse 9, Paul says, Therefore God has highly exalted him,and bestowed on him the name that is above every name.
第九节，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
第十节与十一节，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝无不口称耶稣基督为主使荣耀归于父神。
So when Jesus comes back, every knee will bow to the King of Kings.
所以当耶稣基督再来的时候所有万膝要向这万王之王跪拜。
That's why as Christians we have eternal hope.
所以我们基督徒有永生的盼望。
Give your life to Christ.
把你的生命交给主。
He says, if anyone will receive him,
他说如果你有人要愿意接受他的话
He will make them sons and daughters of his father.
他要使他成为他的儿女。
I look forward to being with Christ.
我希望有一天我们能够与耶稣基督同在。
And there'll be no more pain.
不再有痛苦。
No more wars.
不再有战争。
No more suffering.
不再有痛苦。
No more cars that break down.
你的车子不再会有抛锚的问题。
No more diseases.
不再会有疾病。
There's no need for Kleenex, we won't be crying anymore.
不需要卫生纸，因为我们不会再哭泣。
Don't have to worry about lack of food.
我们不用再担心会饥饿。
When Jesus comes, he'll take care of us all the time.
当耶稣基督再来的时候，他会永远的照顾我们。
But it's only for those who see their need for a Savior.
只有那些愿意在他面前心里相信、口里承认的人。
And say yes.God, thank you for your grace in Christ. I need you.
是的，感谢你在耶稣基督里面的恩典，你的慈爱，我需要你。
And now, as a church, We just don't receive now, we give back out of gratefulness.
那我们在一个这个教会当中，我们不光仅是要接受，我们还要赠予。
You know, Jesus says, if you want to follow me, pick up your cross and follow me.
我们要付出，就像耶稣基督告诉他门徒说，你要背起你的十字架来跟随我。
And so now as the church, let us follow Christ and lay our lives down for him.
所以就让我们开始来跟随我们的耶稣基督的榜样，来跟随他走这条十字架的道路。
All right, so here's something I want you to do.
所以我希望你在做这样的事情。
All right, if you have a pen on you, I'd like to take it out. Take out a pen or a pencil.
如果你手上有一支笔的话，请把你的笔拿出来。
Get out a piece of paper, and I'd just like you to write down a couple things.
我希望你能够在这个纸上面写下几件事情。
We went through the passage, right? We went through this passage. We went through it, and now I want to challenge us to do some application.
所以我希望大家能够在这段经文里面找到一些应用。
I want to challenge us in this new year coming up, 2017, to really think about how now do I want to give myself to others just like Christ gave himself for me.
我希望大家能够想一想，在这新的2017年，我要如何效法耶稣基督为我们舍己的样式，我要如何在这个教会里面舍己来帮助其他的人。
Let's think about realigning our priorities.
让我们想一想我们在生活当中的优先次序。
And I'm preaching to myself too, because I want to do it as well.
所以我们自己 Pastor Scott 觉得他也自己也需要有这样子的重新生活重整的一个工作。
I just want us to think in a particular area, I'm going to commit to give myself. I'm going to commit to love someone in a specific area of my life.
我希望你能够想到在你生命当中的某一个地方，你需要把你自己能够把最好的能够分享与别人。
But let me give some examples.
我们有一些例子。
Maybe number one, let's look at this one.
第一个让我们来想一件事。
All right, there's lots of people around us who are very sad right now.
我们周围当中有些人他们心中非常的忧愁。
You know, Christmas, we're all singing, we're all joyful.
我们在圣诞节唱很多快乐，很多很好的歌曲。
But some people are lonely for Christmas.
但是很多人在圣诞节当中非常的孤独寂
寞。Maybe some people have lost a loved one.
或许有些人他们最近失去了他们最爱的亲人。
Maybe you can think about how can I help someone right now who's grieving.
或许你可以想到我们如何去帮助那些正在忧愁寂寞的当中的人。
How can you specifically reach out to this person and love them and serve them and help them?
你如何去帮助他们，如何去关心他们，如何去使他们这些人感到温暖。
How about this example?
如果还有另外一个例子。
How about missions?
就像如何去宣教这样一个工作。
Now today we're as Deacon Eddie pointed out, we're taking the offering for our annual Lottie Moon Christmas offering.
就像欧执事刚才所报告的，我们现在今年我们有穆拉蒂的这个募款的。
Now this doesn't have to be this one, but is there a mission or a missionary that this year, hey, I want to give some of my money to them?
或许你想到，或许我今年可以用我的金钱来支持一些宣教士。
Who can I support who's living out in a dark country who needs help as they share the gospel of Jesus Christ?
神是不是感动我去支持那些在一些黑暗的国家里面，没有福音的国家里面努力工作的一些宣教士呢？
Maybe this year, maybe you yourself will determine to go on a mission trip yourself.
或许今年你立定心志，你要去亲自去参加一次短宣的旅程。
I think one of our own sisters who's in this church, She's in China right now.
我们当中有一位姊妹，她现在在中国。
Our lovely friend Ting. She's in Chongqing.
Ting Xu, 她现在正在重庆。
And she is ministering and sharing the message of Christmas right now in China.
她现在正在那边向其他人宣扬圣诞节的意义。
And she's ministering to orphans and those who don't have a lot, she's giving the gift of Jesus.
她服侍的对象可能是孤儿，可能是那些没有听过福音的人，她可以把这些圣诞节的好消息告诉他们。
And she's loving them and saying, there's an eternal hope. After this life, there is life to the full with Jesus.
她用她的基督的爱去爱他们，并且告诉他们在死后有永生，有这样子永生的盼望。把这样一个好消息告诉他们。
Maybe this year you'll go on a mission trip.
或许今年你也有机会去到这样不同的这个短宣的工厂。
How about some of our young adults?
当中我们有一些年轻的基督徒。
A group of our young adults just went to South Carolina.
我们当中有一些年轻的基督徒才去南卡。
And they helped to work on and rebuild churches and homes destroyed by the hurricane.
我们当中有一些年轻人，他们去到南卡去重建一个教会，因为他们就被那个台风所飓风所摧毁的教会。
And they went and served people who were in need and lost churches and homes.
他们去那边服侍那些因着飓风而失去的教会家庭的那些弟兄姐妹们。
Now somebody thinking, I'm too old, I can't do it.
有些人就说我年纪已经大了，我没办法做这些事。
I'm not that energetic.
我并没有很多的体力。
You're never too old.
你永远不会年纪太大。
God can use you in all kinds of ways on the mission field.
神可以在各样不同的方式上使用你在宣教的工厂上。
And of course, you can give your resources right here in the United States.
你也可以用你的金钱来支持。
Maybe this year in 2017, maybe you'll take your family to a Christian homeless shelter.
或许你可以带你的家人去到一个收容那个游民的这个 shelter.
Go to something like the Salvation Army and just go volunteer and see what it's like to serve those who don't have anything.
你可以义务的去到像救世军这样的团体去那边为这些准备饭食。
Maybe give yourself, maybe just simple as this, give yourself to your family. Maybe once a week, do family devotions with your family. Sit down and pray with your family and kids. Pray and read the Bible together.
或许把你的时间给你的家人，你可以与你的家人每个礼拜有一次的家庭敬拜，可以在一起读圣经，一起唱诗歌，一起祷告。
Now some of you have little kids.
你们当中或许有些人有小孩，小小孩。
I have little kids.
Pastor Scott 有小孩。
My family devotion time doesn't last long.
他们的家庭敬拜的时间不是很长。
I'm about pulling out my hair on the third minute.
大概在三分钟过后 ，Pastor Scott 就已经快要忍受不住了。
It's okay.
没有关系。
If you just get 5 minutes to pray with your kids and talk about the Bible,
你只要有五分钟可以跟你的小孩子一起祷告、谈圣经。
You're planting seeds in their heart to maybe later.Bring fruition to believe in Jesus Christ.
你就可以在他们幼小的心灵当中撒下福音的种子，或许在未来会长出得救的果子。
Maybe in 2017, maybe there's some coworkers at your work that you really want to build a bridge to talk to them about the gospel.
或许在2017年，你的工作场所当中有一些你的同事，你想要跟他们有一个沟通的桥梁，可以开始跟他们谈福音。
Maybe there's a coworker you're thinking about right now.Maybe you can ask them out to lunch.
或许你现在想到你的同事当中有些人，你可以在明年向他传福音，你可以把他名字写下来，你可以邀请他去吃午饭。
Or maybe you want to show love to your coworkers and just, hey, go to Dunkin' Donuts and buy a bunch of donuts for them.
或许你可以去Dunkin' Donuts 去买一盒 donuts， 然后去请你的同事们吃。
Or bring some authentic jiaozi. They'd love that.
或是你可以煮一盘饺子去请客。
But think about ways right now, Lord, how can I reach out to this person I work with every day?
所以你可以想到说，我如何去把这福音传给这些我认识的人
？Maybe it's something really big and time-consuming.
或许这些工作听起来是非常大，非常花费时间。
Would your family ever consider adopting somebody?
你有没有想过你的家庭或许可以收养？
Would you ever consider adopting a child into your family?
你有没有办法收养一位儿童呢？孤儿呢？
Pouring love out on a child who comes from terrible circumstances.
当这些小孩从这不同的痛苦的环境当中来到你的家中，把你的基督徒的爱给他们。
Now, so many children need a loving home.
有许多的儿童需要一个充满爱与关怀的家庭。
Maybe some of you would consider that.
或许你们当中有些人可以考虑做这样的事。
Now I know what you're thinking. Oh my goodness, I have enough problem with my own kids.
以后有些人会想说，我自己的小孩我都已经快养不起了。
That'd be so tiring, and oh,
我已经如此的疲倦了，我怎么还有办法去收养
？That'd be so hard.
那非常困难。
Yes, it will.
是的，是会非常的困难。
But usually, real love, doing really loving things, takes time and energy.
但是真正你要把你的爱去分享给他的时候，会花很多的时间，而且要付出很多的心力。
Because you know what, We've been adopted into God's family. We were far from Him, and He brought us into His family.
因为我们都是神所收养的，我们离神很远，但是神再次收养我们，成为他的儿女。
There's so many kids who need the love of a good family.
有许多的小孩都儿童们都需要家庭的温暖。
How about this? How about simply deepening your friendships with those around you?
或许与你的周围的朋友有更深的友谊。
Maybe commit to meeting weekly with somebody in the church and say, I'll pray for you. We're going to help each other grow in our lives in Christ.
或者是在你的 在我们中间，你找到你的属灵同伴，立志每周一次的有一起祷告、一起鼓励、一起灵修的时间。
Will you pray about this?
你可不可以为了这样事情来祷告呢？
These are just examples.
这些只是一些例子。
But because Christ gave everything to us, let us consider how we can give our lives on behalf of others.
所以已经因为耶稣基督已经把他所有的因着神的爱给了我们，让我们来思想怎样能够把我们的生命与其他人分享。
So everybody, write down something in one or two areas. Write down right now. What can I do this year to give myself and love to others?
所以你可以在这张纸上面写下来。在这未来的一年里面，我可以怎么样子把用我自己的能力来去爱更多的人，去帮助别人
？Take a risk for Jesus.
或许你需要为着耶稣基督的缘故，在这样事情有一个冒险，有一个信心的跳跃。
You know, love is a reaching out, extending myself beyond my boundaries to love someone else.
爱就是伸出那关怀的手，超越我们自己所能力的范围，去帮助那些。我们自己觉得没办法去帮助的人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father,
我们的天父。
God, we thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你赐下耶稣基督成为我们最好的礼物。
God, you showed us eternal grace.
神啊，你让我们看到那永远的恩典，永恒的恩典。
God, we thank you that you have reconciled God and sinners.
神，我们看到你已经使你自己与我们罪人能够和好。
God, you did not spare your son.
神，你自己差遣你的儿子来到我们当中。
But God, you laid him down for us all.
你让他为着我们的罪来到这个世上。
And because he was perfect.
因为他是完美的。
The perfect sacrifice.
他是一个完美的牺牲。
Fully obedient to you.
他完完全全的顺服。
You raised him from the dead.
你让他从死里复活。
And now he's seated at your right hand.
现在坐在你父上帝的右边。
And Lord, help us remember as a church, you are always with us.
神啊，帮助我们，你永远与我们同在。
And you desire for us to show love to others.
你希望我盼我们能够把你的爱能够展现给所有的人。
God, help us consider this year how we can lay our lives down for someone else.
帮助我们思想如何能够在我们在明年能够把这样我把我们的生命能够与其他弟兄姐妹们分享。
God, help us be the gift of Jesus to others.
让我们成为耶稣基督的礼物，成为其他人的帮助。
Strengthen us, God.
帮助我们。
Make us more like Christ.
让我们能够更像耶稣基督。
God, draw sinners to yourself today.
神啊，你也把罪人带到你的面前来。
God, we thank you for Jesus breaking the curse of sin.
也我们感谢神，你把这罪恶的捆绑也除去。
And God, we look forward to rejoicing in those who are getting baptized.
我们也为着今天能够受浸礼的这些弟兄姐妹们，我也
为他们高兴。God, those who are dedicating their babies.
他们那些要献他们的儿童，他们的儿女献上。
And those who are committing to become members together with us in our church.
入会要加入我们的教会，成为我们的弟兄姐妹的。
We love you.
我们感谢你。
It's in your name we pray.
因着你的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.